DW.
Yavan Pulungan is looking out to sea. Just off the coast, the battered roof of a mosque is visible above the water. It's a clear mark of what the city is facing.
The sinking of the city is increasing in past few years, and it touched me a lot because you can imagine people say their prayers here before and they cannot do it anymore.
Pulungan used to be an environmental activist who campaigned for fishermen's rights. Nowadays, he advises the governor of Jakarta and is part of a team working to stop the city from disappearing into the ground. The threat isn't obvious in the heart of the city, but here in the north, home to many fishing communities, the rising seawater is impossible to ignore. Pulungan says the island is under multiple pressures.
When the groundwater is being extracted very much and we lose our water catchment, the surface and the soil is become sinking. We have water extraction and then came along climate change in these 20 years. The climate change impact is doubling the vulnerability of the city because it's already below water naturally.
Clean water is in short supply. Half the capital's population draws its water from illegal wells. And the new high-rises springing up across town use vast amounts of groundwater. Pulungan says more regulation is needed.
To develop a more water absorption facilities, to strengthen their waste management facilities, and also to penalize where they violating their water licensing.
The city is searching for ways to conserve the precious resource. Preventing groundwater levels from further declining is essential. Otherwise, Jakarta will sink even faster and flooding will pose an even bigger threat. 4 years ago, the city authorities began building a chain of artificial islands off the northern coast to slow the sinking process. But that's had an adverse impact on the local fishermen's livelihoods.
Kalau satu kuintal itu berapa kilo?
Ya, 200 kilo.
100.
One fisherman says he used to catch around 200 kilos of fish a day. But since the islands were built, his daily catch is down to 50 kilos. Now authorities are planning a new port, along with a breakwall that's actually in the sea, 50 metres offshore. Fishermen like Khalil are worried they soon won't be able to catch anything at all.
You want to know whether the coastal wall will disturb our access to the sea? I say that even if it has benefits for the community, the development plan has to be discussed with the affected communities.
The nearby covered market where fishermen sell their catch was built just 5 years ago, but huge cracks are already showing in the walls. Some parts of Jakarta are sinking into the ground at a rate of up to 25 centimetres a year. Waste is another problem. In the monsoon season especially, trash clogs up rivers and canals so waterways can't drain into the sea. These days, an army of about 12,000 trash collectors work around the clock to battle the garbage blockages. Local communities have also come together to address the problem. When the settlement of Tong Kol was slated for demolition in the name of flood protection, its inhabitants took matters into their own hands. They moved their homes further back from the edge of the river.
3 years ago, we cut our house, and before we some cleaning river activities, and before we plant some vegetables or flower and anything here.
The result is a thriving, peaceful community and residents who take pride in keeping the neighbourhood trash-free. The community also has the support of a team of architects who developed a sustainable model home for Tong Kol. It's made of stone and wood rather than plastic and sheet metal. 7 families live here.
This is small house like pigeon house.
And among them are Gugun Muhammad, his wife, and their 2 children.
It's cooler than before. And I have window. This is important for me because in the past I don't have window.
Through social responsibility and sustainable water management, the people of Tong Kol have shown what's possible. The community has become a model of clean and green living. Now the neighbourhood enjoys state support. When it comes to ensuring the city's survival, authorities are beginning to understand that the urban poor in northern Jakarta are part of the solution, not the problem. But still, the future of the Indonesian capital remains precarious. DW.